There's a few, as I was mentioning to Samantha before, there are a few issues that overlap within the issues that you'd like us to raise tonight. I think the number one thing for us as a community and that we are not being recognised is that we have special needs. The legislation that is being addressed by this inquiry does not honour our lifestyles, it does not honour our commitments, it does not honour our choices, and it does not honour our life. And indeed ourselves, afterlife. As far as social security benefits goes, the definition of family is discriminatory. Mm. Family does not include a same-sex couple, and thus the asset, let's say it's a home, is non-means tested, and the benefits cannot be handed down to other family members. As far as Medicare and pharmaceutical benefit scheme, an example that I have, and it's not a personal example, and that's probably the problem with having inquiries like this, is that not everyone is prepared to put their hands up, so you have to have people that are prepared to tell other people's stories. In relation to transgender people, especially transgender people as they age, their medication, there are repercussions from that medication. They cannot access the PBS scheme for assistance in treating those long-term problems. So that is one form of discrimination. As far as superannuation entitlements, and again, it overlaps with your social security and your various pension entitlements. The enduring power of attorney is not given to people who are same-sex attracted. And the next of kin is often not recognised as their partner of that person either. The financial benefits are limited to us, as these two gentlemen have pointed out. I would highlight them. But it's not just financial, and the repercussions are not just financial by having these discriminatory laws. They also affect us in our well-being and our quality of life. And so for that reason, I raise those issues, and I also thank you for the inquiry as well.
Thank you. We have heard some and received submissions dealing with those other issues that you've just mentioned, lifestyle, the impact which much of this discrimination has on people's attitudes to themselves, to their lifestyles and to their health. So you tend to move into a vicious circle in some situations, which would be much helped by having that discrimination removed and relationships recognised.
Because we've been pretty much under the radar and not being captured, our knowledge of what our brothers and sisters have been subjected to is limited. So an organisation such as GRAY, that's our first port of call, is doing research and finding out what our needs are, what the situations that people are facing in various retirement facilities, the treatment and the care that they're being given. An example is an older woman with dementia hugged the female carers longer than she hugged the male carers, called them lesbians. They then inferred that she was a lesbian, and correctly so, and then refused to give hands-on care to her. Mm. Those kind of examples are coming to us kind of thick and fast at the moment.
Yeah, again, we've had the aged care issues identified to us as ones that really are impacting on people. They impact financially with means tests and so on.
Yes.
They also impact emotionally in the ways that you've just mentioned, and no doubt many others too.
Yes.
Which hopefully we will hear about.